Welcome back. Second hour of Joel and Fletch. Adam Peacock in for Joel Kane, who's off on a kiddie carnival with the touch footy or something like that. And this is all thanks to KO Freebies. No credit card, no contract, no worries. And Jaleesa Apps in a moment. Before we get to Jaleesa from Channel 10, I want to bring up these comments from Trent Robinson, which have just landed, about Victor Radley getting on a plane when he was loaded.
You know, we don't want that in general public, let alone someone that, wears the colours every week, and it's disappointing and it shouldn't happen. It's not what we want from our players, so just don't do it. Just, act like a man in public and behave yourself. It's pretty simple. It's not that difficult. Hand up who's got on a flight before. Like, how hard is it to get on a flight and get home? He's a good man who wants to be one of the boys, and he has to assume that responsibility of being an NRL footballer and a leader at a club, and we don't want to act that way. People look up to Rads. He's a really good man. He's got good principles, and he wants to be a lad sometimes, and that's not what we need from him. That's not what the game needs from him, not what the kids that look up to him need from him. So he needs to assume that quickly.
So if that's said in public from the coach, imagine what's said behind closed doors. Fletch, you've been there at the Roosters?
Definitely. I've been on a plane like that. Never been kicked off a plane, though. They were very lenient back in the day.
Well done.
But no, you could tell in Robbo's voice. Yeah, you're right. When he called him by his surname, that always...
It wasn't Victor. It was Rads or Radley. Yeah, anyway.
He'll be getting flogged. Imagine how hard he's going to be training this, because he's got another 4 weeks to go. Yeah.
Yuck.
Icy.
Jaleesa Apps on the line from Channel 10. You were part of this walk this morning, so you missed the Trent Robinson press conference, Jaleesa, but I'm sure you've all over it for 10 news this evening. Victor's in the naughty corner.
Yeah, I just had a listen. Robbo's the ultimate disappointed dad, isn't he? Like, he doesn't seem to get screaming and angry and kicking her things around as a coach, but oh no, I can't believe I disappointed Robbo. I think that's almost worse. You'd almost feel like, terrible hearing that. But obviously, you can't comment on the incident itself because it's under investigation still by the NRL Integrity Unit, and they'll do what they need to do, but he's certainly not happy. And the Roosters are one of those clubs that they're the ultimate professionals. Even when you go out there as media, you just get this vibe that it's extremely professional, and Robbo runs a pretty tight ship, and I'm sure that he's very much feeling it today.
Yeah, Fletch might be more of an expert than any of us about these situations. Nick Politis, what's the communication like from Nick for someone like Victor in the coming days?
Yeah, he'll get the no. He'll get the silent treatment.
Ooh,
you know, when you come home late?
That's horrible.
Come home late, yeah. Your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your husband gives you the silent treatment.
Or yourself.
Oh, yeah, I do that quite often. So, Jaleesa, it's been a week of press conferences, really, for the Roosters. Were you at the Boyd Cordner retirement announcement?
Yeah, I was, and it was actually a really, it was one of those ones, I don't know if I'm getting soft in my old age, but it was quite emotional. It was, even some of, your older hardened journalists in there found it quite emotional, just really sad to see someone go out who is at the peak of your career. I guess normally when you're seeing someone retire, they're on their way out, but it was really sad, but I think there was a sense from Boyd afterwards that it was such a relief that it was finally out there and a decision had finally been made. But, and also it's a pretty courageous decision to just say, look, I couldn't give my best out there, because he was fit. Like, he looks so physically fit at the moment. Like, obviously he's just been flogging his body on the cardio and doing all the kind of training that the boys have been doing, except for not playing the game. So he physically looks in quite good shape. So it'd be a tough decision to make that, and to see such a player like that go out in that way.
Gotcha. You there? Sorry, your phone reception just cut out.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Channel 10. God, wouldn't happen at 9. No, just kidding.
Good news for football in the future.
Oh, God, I'm still under probation. What have I done?
We'll get to that in a moment. But the fight, you going to the fight tonight?
I am going to the fight tonight. Do you think I can wear my beanie? My beanies for brain cancer beanie? Will it still go all right at the fight?
Yeah, you'll fit right in, I'd say, at the boxing.
Yeah, I'm going to the fight tonight. I'm quite excited about this one. I'm excited to see, I haven't seen Justice up close fight before. So, you know, he's only had four fights. So I'm excited to see him before we then see him at the Olympics. But I wouldn't put, you know, I wouldn't rule Gal out. Every time we rule Gal out, we seem to have egg on our faces. So it's going to be a really interesting one. What do you guys think?
Yeah, well, what did you make of his... Did you think he went over the top where he was a bit harsh on Justice, saying that he wants to ruin his dream since he was a seven-year-old, when he says he's going to break his face or break his own?
No, because quite frankly, I don't think any of us buy it. Because in every other interview that we've heard Gal do, he's just praising Justice. When I spoke to him, he's talking about, you know, isn't it amazing? This kid had this dream to go to the Olympics and now look what's happening to him. So I think they try to, you know, have this verbal war right at the last minute, but we're not buying it. They're two nice blokes, and I think they genuinely want the best for each other when they get out of the ring. So, I'm not buying it. He'll be cheering them on like everyone else at the Olympics.
Absolutely. And I'm with you. I think Gal can cause an upset. And for $5.50, I know if you're not a, you can't gamble. Maybe you can gamble. I'm not too sure.
Do what you want.
Well, you don't know the Channel 10 rules. They don't pay their phone bills.
Me? I hope I can gamble. I've been gambling.
So I'm going to back Gal. There you go.
I tell you what, Gal, when yesterday, the weigh-in, I was surprised. Physically, Gal just looks incredible. He looks in really good shape for a
39-year-old. I'll tell you what's in good shape: the Channel 10 / Paramount with their new football deal. Are you going to be start talking about football and soccer? And well, they're the same thing, really. But
what a question!
It's football.
Is it? Okay.
Yes, I'll be doing. We'll be covering a bit of football. It's exciting. And I think the exciting thing about the deal is that everything is now in one place. So obviously we saw the A-League deal announced with Channel 10 a few weeks ago. And now you've got the Socceroos and the Matildas and on commercial television, and there'll be an even split of games between the Socceroos and Matildas too. So that's a really exciting aspect. And for the first time, the FFA Cup will be on free-to-air commercial television. So it's really exciting times as soccer fans. I think there's definitely quite a buzz around here about putting a lot of resources and effort and really driving the product. And I think that's what happens when you have a lot of different aspects of the game and you bring them to one spot. You know, you want to see it do well. So it's exciting.
So, Jaleesa, have you always obviously wanted to be a sports journo? And have you ever thought about getting into crime? Because the great Steve Hart, he started off as a sports journo. Now he's one of the top crime reporters. He's an alumni of yours at Channel 10.
I'm actually a lawyer.
Oh, there you go.
I guess I could end up going into representing people.
Yeah.
I did do a little bit of when I was sort of starting off, I was actually a news journo, so I did a little bit of crime and court reporting, and that's when I was still also working at a law firm. So, and then I ended up in sport, and to be honest, I've never looked back.
Right, so you don't ever want to go back to law?
Well, no, because you know why I did law? Because I was at, like, my first year of uni, and they said, none of you are going to get jobs. There's no jobs in media, blah, blah. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I cannot be here for 5 years or 3 years or whatever and not have a job. And I thought, what else can I do at the same time? So I come out with a job. So I did a law degree. But
You didn't want to try medicine or neuroscience or something like that?
Maybe when I get bored. Maybe when Channel 10 punt me for this interview.
Nah, you'll be fine. We know a lot of people there.
Yeah, exactly. Got any email addresses by any chance? Bosses. Anyway, be careful of soccer Twitter, by the way, on Twitter. Don't get your referencing wrong, by the way. That's the only bit of advice I'll give you, Jaleesa, going forward with your with the football being there. They can be a little bit savage.
I had my toe dipped into soccer Twitter last night, and they were, I was like, It's a welcoming bunch. I liked it.
Don't those fish you see? They're not goldfish. They're piranhas. So just be careful.
Oh,
just be careful. No, okay. Jalissa, really appreciate the update of everything that's going on this afternoon. And yeah, good luck representing Victor Radley when he next steps out of line.
Yeah. Or Fletch, he told me he was at the solicitors this morning in an interview. So
yes, well, no, that was corporate law. That wasn't criminal law.
Oh,
yeah.
Just to clarify.
White collar crime.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Jalissa, thank you very much.
I didn't
much.
Even know what the dark web was. So I just fell down there.
That'll get you a lot of years.
Brilliant.
Thanks, Jalissa.
Have a good one.
Bye.